In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. The other day, Christina and I stumbled on a TV show called Strange Inheritance. You may have seen it before. It's about people who pass away and they leave behind unusual, rare, often valuable things to heirs and family members. On the show, there was a father who worked at the U.S. Mint in Denver, Colorado. He passed away leaving a bag of rare coins to his oldest son. Now, some people like to collect coins, and they really get into that, but not this guy. The son didn't care at all about the coins. So they sat in a Ziploc baggie in a drawer for more than 30 years. Well, one day he comes across them and says, okay, it's time to do something with Dad's coins, and he takes them to a local coin shop. Come to find out, he has an extremely rare and valuable coin in the collection, a U.S. penny that was silver in color and made out of aluminum. Now, what are pennies usually made out of? Copper, right? But in 1974, the price of copper went up and it got expensive for the government to make pennies out of copper. So the U.S. Mint did a run of 1 million aluminum pennies. Now, before they went into circulation, they gave a few of the aluminum pennies to lawmakers and politicians and a few other people. But people who saw them didn't like them. They were the wrong color. The weight was off, and it felt different in people's hands. And back then, you could buy things in vending machines and so forth, but the weight wasn't right, so they couldn't buy anything in the machines. And the government pulled the pennies from the market, and they never went into circulation. But this guy's father kept one of the aluminum pennies and passed it on to his son, making it one of the only aluminum pennies left in existence. They did some research and found out that the penny was estimated to be valued somewhere between $250,000 and $2 million. The son wanted to sell it at an auction, so they promoted the coin. There were stories on the local TV, stories on the internet and social media. Well, the U.S. government hears about the upcoming auction of this rare coin, and they sent a letter to the man demanding that the coin not be sold, but instead returned to the government because it was never used in the first place. And they threatened the man with time in prison if he didn't return the coin. Well, the man fought it. He filed a lawsuit, but he lost his case. And on the advice of his attorney, he returned the coin to the government. As a consolation, the government put the rare coin on display at the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia. And the father and the son are given credit. So you can see both of their names on the display for finding and returning the only aluminum penny known to be in existence. But of course, that's a small consolation for this man who lost out on potentially millions of dollars at the auction. Today, in our gospel story from Luke, we have two very familiar parables. And both parables follow the same pattern. Something is lost. There's an exhaustive search. And then, when it's recovered, there's joy and there is celebration. The parables center around the value of what was lost. The question Jesus seems to be asking is, what is worth searching for? Jesus says, even if I have 99 sheep, but have lost one, that one is worth searching for. Even if I have 9 coins, but there is one lost somewhere in the house, that one is worth searching for. Now here, Jesus is talking to his greatest critics. The lesson begins, now the tax collectors and the sinners were all drawing near to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes, they grumbled, saying, this man receives sinners and he eats with them. Throughout the Gospel of Luke, Jesus dines and eats with the poor and with the rich, with the tax collectors and the sinners. And he also sometimes spends time with the Pharisees as well. He eats with them too. Well, here they charge Jesus with being with the wrong people. The question seems to be, Jesus, are sinners worth your time? Are they worth sharing your life with? To which Jesus emphatically says, yes, obviously they are worth God's time. Now we could ask ourselves the same question. Look around. Who is worth your time? Who is worth your attention? See, God looks and God sees the value in people. In God's eyes, we are the rare, one-of-a-kind, valuable coin that's been lost somewhere in the house. And we're worth the time, the energy, and the effort of moving all the furniture, sweeping the house, looking everywhere, high and low, until we're found. Jesus says the angels in heaven rejoice. They throw a party when we turn to God. You and I, we might be able to understand a God who forgives. We might understand a God who shows mercy. But here, Jesus goes a step further. In these parables, he says that God searches. God searches for us. That God goes out of God's way looking for us and then rejoices with all of the heavens when we're found. See, that's how valuable we are. And that's the kind of love that God has for you and for me. I remember Jesus was talking to people who didn't like him very much, didn't believe in him, the scribes and Pharisees. They were angry at him. They denied him completely. Now, if it was us, we would be tempted to write them off, to ignore them, to stay away and not spend any time with them. But not Jesus. See, in his eyes, they were valuable too. Those who didn't believe in him are some of the very souls who needed to be found. Now, on some level, we know the parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin. We instinctively know that these are about us. These parables are about people who worship in church. Because at some point, we've all been lost. And by God's grace, we have all been found. But Jesus was also talking about those who aren't here, those who don't worship in church. And in these parables, we're invited to see the world through God's eyes. And perhaps with God, join in the search. See, these parables are not just about the lost, but about ultimately the one who sees value in each of us. We know the things that are valuable to us are those that mean the most. And not just monetary value, but sometimes it's sentimental value. Like the TV show Strange Inheritance. We pass things down in our families, and some of these things might be some of the most valuable things we have. I'm thinking about value. That's an interesting way of thinking about the church. Like in these parables, that we are a great collection of rare and unique and valuable coins. We're one of a kind in God's collection. God wants us to be in community, to be with the rest of God's collection. Now, there's been times we've all been like that valuable coin and been separated from the rest. From time to time, we might feel like we aren't that valuable, that no one will notice if we aren't here. But Jesus says if just one goes missing, that he notices. From time to time, people get separated from our parish. If you know someone who hasn't been here in a while, reach out to them, send them a text, message them on social media, call them. We all have to look out for each other, keep our eyes and ears open, and be responsive to what's going on in people's lives. At times we have to be like the lady who searched her house and go in search of someone and remind them how valuable they are. See, God has put time and energy into each of us. Jesus has made sacrifices to find us. You are valuable in God's sight. You are a unique, rare, and important part of God's collection. Amen.